begin our call this morning with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A successful weekend for you guys as you come from 21-0 down to beat Bryant 35-31, pick up your first win of the year. Give me your analysis of the game and how good it felt to get that first victory.
Yeah, it was obviously, it was, you know, tough first half. They came out and they kicked our butt pretty good. You know, I think the key of the first half was we were able to, you know, score with about 40 seconds left on the clock. We got in a drill. We hit a run to start to really just, to be honest with you, we were running it out, and we broke it. You know, Josh Mack broke it, and he got us into positive territory, and we were able to then kind of get in the drill and get down there, and we scored with 2 seconds left on a fade ball to Micah Wright. So that kind of gave us some momentum going into the half. And then I think obviously we just executed as a whole. I thought special teams played a huge role in us winning this game, both punt return-wise and some field position stuff that we were able to do with them on kickoff. So that was a huge lift for us. But obviously we played probably more like we expected to play in the second half, and we were able to, you know, come down, you know, being down, you know, 21-7 and a half, we're 0-3. It was good to see our guys just kind of battle back in the second half and ultimately get our first win.
Yeah, what was the message to those guys at halftime, and what was maybe the biggest adjustment you made?
You know, the message all week was kind of about taking care of us. I think we had, you know, proven to ourselves that confidence-wise that we can play with a lot of teams, but we weren't getting the job done. And it was very disappointing to see the way we played in the first half. There's no doubt about it, especially because I thought we had a good week of practice and we were focused. But so we got to get that fixed and that straightened out. But at halftime, it really was, you know, we had to get after them quite a bit, you know, just to let them know that the way we played is not acceptable. And, you know, I think we didn't change much of what we were doing. We talked on both sides that we just have to play better. You know, we weren't tackling well on defense. Offense, we were just not in a rhythm. So it was really just, again, it was the same message, just taking care of us. And we went out and executed in the second half, which was nice to see in terms of the way we were down in the first half.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got several in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, good. Joe, just talk about the contributions of your true freshman, Josh Mack, Patterson, Oregon. I mean, you know, it's a tough grind, but talk about each of the players that are true freshmen and the contributions they've made so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, starting with Josh Mack, you know, he's just a guy that makes plays at running back. You know, there's a lot of stuff there on Saturday that really wasn't there, and he's able to, you know, make guys miss. You know, we're never going to have perfect numbers in terms of, you know, outflanking people and things like that, so he was able to make people miss. And, you know, I thought the best play for him was probably the 3rd-and-11 screen, that he made something out of nothing and kind of kept that drive going. So I thought that was the best play for him. You know, obviously Ernest Edwards, we're going to get him more involved, and he's doing a great job right now. He has another gear that you know, not a lot of guys have. So we're going to get him going, obviously. He started at gunner for us on the punt team, which is great, too. You know, Oregon's another talented freshman. It's just our freshman class, in the years I've been here, we're very excited about it. And we have about 4 or 5 guys that are playing as true freshmen right now. And we also have the guys that, you know, playing in the red shirt that are doing an unbelievable job on the scout team. So, you know, we're just excited about our freshman class. We put a lot into that, and hopefully it'll pay benefits in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Joe, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, just wondering, health-wise, come out of the game okay?
Yeah, everything's good. We had a couple, you know, just nicks and bruises, but nothing. I mean, we've been, like I said, the last couple of weeks, we've been doing a great job in the training room, strength and conditioning-wise, and you know, we should be healthy moving forward, which is a nice thing to see. And that's what's going to be important. Our message yesterday, too, was that every team's in the same situation. You know, every team's playing every week. Every team's going on the road and traveling. And we just got to do a really good job taking care of our bodies, getting treatment. You know, I think the Sunday through Tuesday practice, because we practice in the afternoon, will be key. It's almost 72 hours since game time. So we got a good 3 days to really get back and be healthy. So we got to take advantage of today. But it was very positive coming out of the game.
I ask you about your couple of guys got weekly awards from the league. I know football's a team game, but it's always nice to see your players recognized. You know, Pat Ricard and Josh Mack. What's it mean to those guys, and what do those guys mean to the team?
Yeah, obviously it's nice to be recognized, and for those guys to get awarded obviously means that we probably won the game and played well at certain points. So, I mean, just starting with Pat, it all starts with Pat for us on defense. I think we know that. I thought he was on the verge of having one of the Ricard games, I thought. I mentioned that during the week, and he went out there and did that. And then obviously what Josh Mack has been able to put some life back into us in the second half there, getting him the ball, and he was getting in the groove. So it's obviously always nice to have awards, and those guys will tell you the first ones that, I think Mack, thanked the O-line right away after the game. So he's a smart running back.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, no problem.
Your next question is from Christopher Heidel with Herb FMA Radio, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, Coach Joe. Congratulations on your first win ever as a head coach of Maine.
Thank you very much.
Talk about this week's trip down to Delaware, play a very good Blue Hens team that they played JMU pretty tough, but, a loss is a loss. But what do you see on film getting ready for that game?
Yeah, very talented. I think up front on both sides of the ball, they have very talented kids. They're big. We're going to need to play very well up front on both sides to have a chance in this game. Obviously their running backs are very talented. Their defense plays with an intensity. They run around, they tackle. I know some of the coaches on defense there who I have great respect for. We have great respect for what Coach Brock has done down there. And, they have our attention. There's no doubt about it. We know we need to play very well. So we'll get back to doing what we do, but there's no doubt that we need to play really well to have a chance in this game.
I know you opened this year, you played against Toledo. That was a long trip for you guys going from Maine to Toledo. Now that you got to go from Maine down to Delaware, how are you going to keep your players fresh on that long bus trip?
Well, we'll be flying, so that's a good thing. And
that's good.
Yeah, so, we're used to it. I mean, we have four flights this year. We probably have about three, four flights every year. Our kids actually, I think, like kind of being on the road and playing those situations. We travel in a good way. We do things the right way. We charter and we get into, good hotels. So I think the mentality of the way we travel is a positive thing for us. Sometimes getting away from home is maybe what you need, and I just think we've always been a good road team here. I think that's because of the tradition that's been here from Coach Cosgrove, and the way we travel is first class. We try to make it as first class as we can. So, that won't bother us. We'll be more worried about the team that we're facing and how good they are.
Yeah. Well, good luck this week on your trip down to Delaware.
Thanks a lot.
And your next question is from the line of Kevin Trisaloni with the DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Coach. Under Jack, Maine has always had a reputation of for being a real overachieving team, a real tough team for opponents to face. Is that something you kind of picked up on pretty quickly, when you joined Jack's staff? And is that something that as head coach, you've tried to kind of instill and a reputation you've tried to continue with Maine?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the first thing is I think it happens through our recruiting. I think there's a type of kid that we try and recruit here, blue chip men, kind of blue chip on their shoulder, and just the type of kid we get here. But Coach Kaz, obviously, with the tradition that he's built here, I mean, the guy is Maine football, and he was my mentor. I haven't fallen too far from his tree, so that's who I learned underneath, and that is the same mentality that we have today. I think that needs to be the mentality up here, that we're a tough physical team, and we have that type of kid in this program. So that tradition will hopefully, keep on going for years to come.
As you guys look at Delaware, obviously their running attack has been pretty good. They've struggled to get the passing game going. What will be your most important approach defensively against them?
Yeah, I think it comes down to stopping the run. I think we're doing an okay job of that. I think we got to be better in our fits, but against a team like this that is truly their identity and they like to do that. I mean, we need to play well, and especially up front. We got to fit things right, and then the bottom line is we have to tackle well. I thought we tackled well for the most part in some games. We haven't put a complete game together like that, and it's hurt us. We've given up some big plays in the run game, so. Like I said, they have our attention. They have our respect, and our kids will be ready to go. We know we have to play really well, but you know, up front we got to play well, and we have to tackle well to have a chance.
Did you see some improvement in your offense that you were hoping to this past weekend?
Yeah, I think the offense has improved every game. You know, I know it might not look like that from some of the stats and stuff like that, but we're still battling, putting things together. I think we're doing a good job of getting playmakers the ball. You know, obviously the second half last week is really what we want to see from our offense. But, you know, we're progressing, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, we're just going to continue to, you know, I always say our kids will play hard. We just got to, you know, train our brain to be better in some situational football stuff, which we're working on every week. And I think that comes with experience. So I think the more games we play, hopefully we'll get better at that.
Thanks, Joe. We'll see you Saturday.
All right. No problem.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, thanks, Rob.
All right, take care.